Why, good evening, everybody. It is 1:03 a.m. Yeah, that's right. I'm up very late, and I don't even feel I don't feel sleepy at all. I think I could stay up till 2 in the morning, but I won't. I'll probably force myself to go to bed. I wanted to give you a little bit of a poetry ramble tonight, and Christmas is right around the corner. So I picked out a couple little tidbits to read for you. So let me find them right now. Okay. So this doesn't have any author, but I thought it was kind of special. Getting tied to the bed with Christmas lights, 'cause you're trying to get into the holiday spirit, but still be nasty at the same time. Interesting, eh? All right, this one is by Melody Lee. The longing to kiss you is enough to make the sane woman go mad. Don't we all go a little crazy around this time? I think shopping, wrapping, and baking cookies can make a woman go crazy. Yeah, yeah. Maybe crazy is a good thing. All right. This is from Some E-Cards. What do you say we make this a not-so-silent night? What do you say to that? And this is the icing on the cake. Michael Foday. Of course. He's the gem of poetry. Michael Foday is, he can be very tame, but the little known secret is that he can be a little bit BDSM, and also just in general, very erotic, almost pornographic. Okay, this was entitled The Gift. Her eyes were beautifully gift wrapped. Long black lashes of velvet ribbon. And every time she opened them, it felt like Christmas. Oh, goodness. I don't have very many more things to say, except I wish everyone a very happy holiday. Whatever you celebrate, if you celebrate Hanukkah or what have you, just relax, you know? This doesn't have to be stressful. This is actually the first year that I did not send out Christmas cards. No, I didn't do it. I thought, well, the time and energy it takes to send them out, and the money, it's just not worth it to me. You know, if I really want to say hi to somebody, I'll text them, I'll Facebook them, whatever. I don't need to burden the mail carriers. They have a hard enough job as it is with all the packages. You know? And also, excuse me. I was going to go to the mall the other day. The local mall that we, all of us people go to, where I live. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go to Spencer's and I'm going to get all these cute mugs, you know, some sort of special funny mug for each person I know. I thought it was a brilliant idea. And then I thought to myself, I really don't want to go to the mall and carry all these mugs around at risk that they break. No. I'm going to go to Amazon and clickety click click click. Oh yeah, my shopping is done. So that's what I did this year instead of traveling to the mall. Granted, it probably would have been kind of fun to go shopping, but I didn't want to do it. I wanted to be extra specially lazy this year because I deserve it. Because when I'm lazy when it comes to shopping, etc., I can do other things. Yeah, that's right. I could pay attention to other things in my life that make me happy. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. All right, everybody, have a wonderful night and a beautiful holiday, and I will catch you later.